off the court, Red came up with ways to make life easier too. In those days, teams traveled almost everywhere by train. Air travel was just becoming a part of American life, and it wasn't all that comfortable, as if it is now. So teams traveled by train. Conventional wisdom held that sleeping in a lower berth was easier and more comfortable. Knowing that only half of his players could have lower berths, Red one day announced to his team that he had measured the berths on several trains because someone had told him the upper berths were 3 inches longer than the lower berths. "Turns out they were right," he said. "I never knew that myself, but since it's true, I think it makes sense we put the big guys up top to give them the extra leg room." Everyone agreed. Of course, Red had never been told the upper berths were longer and had never measured anything. But this way, there was no bickering on the trains over who would get the lower berths and who would get the upper. By the end of the 1949 season, Red and Mike Uihlein were not getting along all that well. Uihlein wanted a championship, so did Red, but he didn't think Uihlein understood that it wasn't as easy as his team made it look during the regular season. "He was never a basketball guy," Red said. "He was a hockey guy. He didn't really understand basketball." Frustrated, Red was tempted by an offer from Eddie Cameron, the athletic director at Duke. He had never coached in college before, and he thought his young family might enjoy life in the bucolic South. He had met Dorothy Lewis when both were undergraduates at George Washington. She later told Red's biographer, Joe Fitzgerald, that he had struck her as very serious about getting things done in life. "I was impressed by his stick-to-itiveness," she told Fitzgerald. "He was very goal-oriented. He'd set one goal, meet it, move on to another goal." Red and Dorothy were married in 1941, during the year Red was coaching at St. Albans while finishing his master's degree. In 1946, their first daughter, Nancy, was born. Nancy Auerbach had a serious case of asthma. Red and Dorothy's father, a pediatrician, all figured...